Hachette Audio presents The Unfortunate Decisions of Dahlia Moss. Written by Max Wirestone. Read by Lauren Fortgang.
For Clay, who's checking, and Baxter, who isn't. Chapter 1. The only time I ever met Jonah Long, he was wearing a fake beard, a blue pinstriped captain's outfit, and a toy pipe that blew soap bubbles. He did not seem like someone who was about to change my life.
"I have a proposition for you," he told me.
Admittedly, that does sound like the kind of thing a life-changing person might say. It's right up there with, "It's dangerous to go alone, take this," and, "You are the chosen one." But a plastic bubble pipe really takes the edge off this sort of thing. It was a nautical-themed party, which partly explained his ridiculous outfit. I thought he was hitting on me. "I'm in a non-dating phase," I told him. Not entirely true, but I repeat, bubble pipe.
"A financial proposition, Dahlia."
I had no idea who he was. I was irked that he knew my name, but it was clear from the way Charisse was hovering over him that my roommate was involved. She was wearing an oversized mermaid's outfit that made her look faintly steel-like, especially with her mugging at me as Jonas spoke. "Eh? Eh?" I felt like I should throw a fish at her. But really, what could I do? I had $17.23 in my bank account at the time of this exchange, with less in savings. I could only use ATMs that dispensed tens, despite my correct sense that Jonah was, one, ridiculous, and two, trouble. At the phrase financial proposition.